Welcome to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling, cultivating a love of learning through a Christian worldview. Here is Classical Conversations homeschooling advocate, Lee Bortons.
As parents, we try our best to raise our children to love the Lord. It's hard enough in a day we've never had before, with children who have never been that age or in that mood before. That's why His mercies are new every morning. We have to try again every day. And it doesn't help when anti-Christian culture is set against us. I thought I'd been doing a pretty good job fighting its intrusions until I read Anthony Esalen's book, 10 Ways to Destroy the Imagination of Your Child. Instead, I've done a pretty good job destroying my children's imagination in all 10 ways. It's a good thing there are new mercies with our grandchildren. Esalen's books help us to see the unseen. His many works extend from exposition on Dante to modern culture. He often uses nature to reveal subtle cultural attitudes which undermine our love for even children and books like the Bible. Listen as he describes a library removing the classics to make room for DVDs and computer tables. He says, "Books are bulky and inconvenient, like rocks and trees and rivers and life. It occurs to me that everything that can be said against the inconvenience of books can be said about the inconvenience of children. They too take up space, are of no immediate practical use, are of interest to only a few people, and present all kinds of problems. They too must be warehoused efficiently and brought with as little resistance as possible into the digital age." Esalen affects me more than other classicalists because he is a contemporary homeschooler. When I read Homer or Lewis, there is chronological distance. With them, I see the world more clearly. But with Esalen, I see myself. He knows what I am facing and faces it with me.
You've been listening to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling with Lee Bortons. To learn more, visit classicalconversations.com.